Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. In the shadows,
Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in January for only $10 a month and no contract or free enrollment.
All right, we're going to talk about the Oscars, but we're also going to talk about the Queen. The royal family had their emergency meeting for 2.5 hours yesterday.
Wow.
What do you think the Queen came out of that meeting saying?
I need to use the bathroom.
I need a snack.
How old is the Queen?
93.
93 years old. She said, "Today my family had a very constructive discussion on the future of my grandson and his family. My family and I are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family."
Wow.
She said, although they would have preferred they stayed working members of the royal family, she understands their wish to live a more independent life as a family while remaining a valued part of my family. Said they're going to iron out all the details in a couple days.
Great.
Who knew?
Was Meghan in the meeting?
No, she was in Canada. She already with their son, but she apparently phoned in. She did a conference call.
Oh, wow.
With the Queen.
Boop.
As you do.
She's like walking down the street and like, you know what I mean? She's
yeah.
Like in the
yeah.
city.
Right.
Someone's like, who are you talking to? The Queen of England?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Oscar nominations announced yesterday. We had them in the 840 Schmig, but we've had a chance to crunch the numbers for you. Of course, The Joker, 11 nominations. Irishman, 1917, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood all got 10. And you know, 1917 and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won the Golden Globes for Best Picture, Drama, and Musical or Comedy. So it seems to be a race between the two of them, but I don't know, maybe The Joker too. Some notables, Scarlett Johansson nominated for both Actress and Best Supporting Actress.
Actress for Marriage Story, supporting for Jojo Rabbit?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's happening.
Jojo Rabbit is really,
she should
really
get
good.
Something for Avengers Endgame, too. I'm
yeah,
just saying.
I agree. Yeah. I agree, Kev. I agree. Jojo Rabbit, fantastic, by the way. And she's great in it. Really good. Different kind of movie. I watched Richard Jewell last night, and it's getting a bad rap. It did very poorly at the box office.
But good?
But it was really good. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's something interesting. Kathy Bates got a surprise supporting actress nomination for Richard Jewell. Adam Sandler got snubbed for Uncut Gems. He tweeted with a Waterboy reference. He and Kathy Bates,
Mama.
both in Waterboy. He said, "Bad news. Sandman gets no love from the Academy. Good news. Sandman can stop wearing suits." Congrats to all my friends who got nominated, especially Mama. And then Kathy Bates tweets back, "I love you, my Bobby Boucher. You was robbed, but Mama loves you. I learned a new urban slang word for you. You da goat. Not the one we eat at home, son." Just that exchange alone.
Let's get a Waterboy sequel going.
I mean, yeah. Come on. I can't believe, like, Academy, do you regret not nominating Adam Sandler? We could have had Kathy Bates, one of the greatest actresses of all time, up on stage with Adam Sandler presenting, and you could have had that exchange on stage, but no, it won't happen. Jennifer Lopez also, they're saying snubbed, but for Hustlers.
Well, did you see it?
No.
That's a lot of disdain in your voice for having not seen
the
movie.
No, not disdain, but this isn't, we're not talking Meryl Streep here.
Right, yeah. I mean, people said she did
just
a great
taking
job.
Taking shots at my girl J-Lo. You didn't see it. I know, if it was, she could have been amazing.
I know what Jen's saying, though. I mean, it's weird.
You guys, I'm not going to say it.
Listen, if you're talking about snubs and it's Adam Sandler, Robert De Niro, right. Jennifer Lopez is lower on my list of snubs, I think.
All right.
I don't know.
Did you see The Irishman?
Nope.
You saw none of the three movies that you just referenced. Unbelievable.
Frozen 2 wasn't nominated.
Which is surprising.
I agree with it.
Very surprising.
It was not great.
But yeah. I saw they nominated that Netflix, I want to say it's Klaus. Excellent Christmas movie. Excellent. Really, really good. So I maybe they were like, well, we got this Frozen 1, so why do we need Frozen 2?
Taron Egerton won a Golden Globe for his portrayal of Elton John in Rocket Man, but didn't get an Oscar nomination. Whoa. Same with Awkwafina, wow. who won for The Farewell. The Farewell wow. did not get a single nomination.
That's weird.
People are talking about how Oscar So White is back, and here's, they're saying specifically white men, but let's talk about Saoirse Ronan. She's only 25, but she has her fourth Oscar nomination. She's the second youngest woman to do that. Her nomination for Little Women, the person who beat her by just a few months, scoring four nominations at a young age, Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm.
And Meryl Streep, not nominated again this year. This is the first time she's gone two consecutive years without a nomination since 2004 to 2006.
She's losing it.
Yeah.
She is losing it.
And Netflix, you know, some directors, specifically Steven Spielberg, don't feel like they should be up for Oscar nominations. They led all the studios with 24, thanks to Marriage Story and Irishman,
wow.
which is pretty interesting.
Can't have you.
Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in January for only $10 a month and no contract or free enrollment.
We've talked a bunch about Pete Davidson and his very active love life. The latest, you may remember, was Kaia Gerber. Interesting because it is Cindy Crawford's daughter,
mm-hmm.
who's a model and looks just like her. She's 18. Pete, just a little bit older than that. Things have cooled off. It looks like it's winding down. It got pretty intense there for a while. If you remember, Cindy Crawford and her husband, Randy Gerber, were in New York City outside Kai's apartment having this long, all these intense conversations is what people talked about, trying to help Pete. Well, Pete is getting some counseling, getting his mental health right, and Kai says she's going to step back. They're going to cool off a little bit. They're totally cool. She wishes him nothing but the best, but that romance has cooled down.
That's a shame. You know, he's a very funny guy, but
so funny.
Very, I don't want to use the word troubled, but I will. You know, there's
yeah.
a lot. Yeah, I mean, it's just hard for him
yeah.
to kind of, you know, even on, and Saturday Night Live does a great job accommodating him as well. You
yeah.
know, bringing him on when he's there and doing their best, but we wish him the best.
Yeah, I hope he gets it figured out, because like you said, he is really, really talented. Steve Harvey, as you remember, he had the daytime talk show, got canceled by NBC, and his time slot, at least in a lot of places, was filled by Kelly Clarkson. So when it happened, he said, I'm happy for people. You know, I'm a person of faith, so when one door closes for me, I just walk up the hall. It's more doors. I like Kelly Clarkson, and I'm really happy for her.
Good.
He then added that one of his friends said, man, that's really big of you to be happy for somebody who replaced you. He said, yeah, I'm happy for her. The friend said, so do you watch her show? He said, I ain't that happy. Steve Harvey not watching the Kelly Clarkson show. We talked so much about The Mandalorian because Gavin and I love it, and Jen finally watched it as well. The breakout star from The Mandalorian, without a doubt.
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda. Everybody's talking about Baby Yoda. I'm not sure if they saw it coming or not, because we've talked about it. We thought there'd be more merchandising yeah. and stuff around him. It seems like it was kind of a surprise.
It's coming out. I mean, they're doing their best to send that out, but yeah, should have been the biggest. It could have been. It would have been the hottest toy of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of Christmas, sorry.
Well, let's... and the summer for
and the summer.
Well, let's talk about the real Baby Yoda. So one of the reasons The Mandalorian's been praised is for its practical effects, meaning it's not a bunch of computer stuff, not a bunch of CGI stuff. They're actually there. The things are there. They're actually blowing things up as opposed to using computers. And Baby Yoda, no exception. It's not CGI. It is, in fact, a puppet.
Yeah, it's pretty cool the way they do it.
A $5 million puppet. There's an interview with Adam Pally. So Adam Pally and Jason Sudeikis from Saturday Night Live did a real famous scene in the last episode where they were these stormtroopers and they had Baby Yoda in a bag and they were striking Baby Yoda, which people got very upset about. Well, apparently Jon Favreau, the actor who wrote the whole thing and was in charge of the whole thing, he came down and said, listen, I get it. It's in the script. You need to hit it. But the real puppet is in there, and I need you to know that it cost $5 million.
Wow.
That is the star of the show. New concerts announced coming here to St. Louis. Pearl Jam, one of my all-time favorites. They will be at the Enterprise Center on April 4th. They also announced a new album called Gigaton, which I assume is a joke, like they're gigging a ton, right? That comes out March 27th, so just about a week before they're here in St. Louis. And then Matchbox 20, our pals in Matchbox 20, hitting the road with the Wallflowers. That's kind of cool. They will be at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on August 19th. I don't want to miss either of those.
Yeah, and we got tickets tomorrow for your chance
what?
To win. That's right.
What is it again?
Oh, it's a
double blast
double,
Wednesday,
double
two
play.
For Thursday.
Lance says it better.
Double play Wednesday.
Double play Wednesday, y'all. If you hear two Matchbox 20 songs, give us a call and we'll give you tickets. At least I think that's how it works. Okay, Jada Pinkett Smith comes up in our prep all the time and I'm always like, ugh. Because she's got that internet show where she just says things to make people talk about her. And I don't have anything against Jada Pinkett Smith, but she came up today and here's why. Her husband, Will Smith, was doing an interview talking about how Jada Pinkett Smith and one Tupac Shakur grew up together. They were close. But Will said back in the day, he was always really jealous of Tupac. He hated that they had a relationship. So as a result, he would never talk to Tupac. And I think it's kind of interesting. He talks, too, about how he was, like, ashamed to be around him because he was Tupac. He was as real as real. He was as real of a rapper as there was. Mm-hmm. And the Fresh Prince is the Fresh Prince, and he's like a, as Will said, a soft Philly rapper. So he's always really intimidated by him, and he didn't like the Jada thing, so he always stayed away from him, but he regrets it because he never had a chance to bond with Tupac.
Hmm, interesting.
Kevin, do you ever have a chance to bond with Tupac?
No. No, I was more of an Eazy-E fan back in the day.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Oh, is that on the lawn mowing playlist?
No.
Get that Eazy-E guy. I didn't see it, but Tim McGraw performed at the College Football Championship last night with an artist called Shy Carter. They did a song called Way Down, and apparently it was the worst thing anybody's ever seen. The internet has just erupted over how terrible it was. Even people who are like, yeah, I'm a Tim McGraw fan, but that was terrible. They said that LSU deserved to lose the game because of what Tim McGraw did.
Why would LSU deserve?
Because it was in Louisiana. Yeah, so they blame those people.
Okay.
TV tonight, lots going on. Ellen's Game of Games is on NBC tonight. This Is Us, right after that, returns to NBC. New stand-up special on Netflix, Leslie Jones from SNL. Special's called Time Machine. I think it's probably not safe for work, so wait till tonight. And finally, Jeopardy, the greatest of all time. It's back, folks.
That's right.
It's on ABC. Ken Jennings leads with two wins. James Holzhauer has one, and then Brad has none. But we'll see who's going to win the $1 million and be named the greatest of all time.
Rudder!
I'm going to say, I think Holzhauer takes it tonight.
Probably.
I'm going to say he takes it tonight.
I think so, too.
And then
it comes down to sudden death.
To tomorrow night, which I look forward to. But yeah, I think Holzhauer tonight. That's my prediction. You heard it here.
Unless somehow the Houston Astros are involved, and then anything could happen.
If you hear somebody banging on a trash can, it's Rudder's family. It's a fastball. What? Doesn't make any sense. Right now, he makes plenty of sense. Lance Hildebrand with a look at the roads.
Potpourri for 800. Do it. Memories bring back your.
Y98, celebrity birthday time. Lot of fun celebrities born on today.
And some not so fun.
Yes, but I mean, you're going to enjoy a lot of these guys. Let's kick this one off with Mr. LL Cool J.
Yes.
How old is LL Cool J?
He is tricky because he's been in the game for a long time. He looks great, but he also started very, very young.
Mm-hmm. performed on New Year's Eve doing a medley of his hits. I don't know if that was the show that your brother executive produced.
It was.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Ooh. It was a strange performance.
It kind of was.
Yeah. It was just like, what's he doing here? 55.
57.
52.
Oh,
52,
wow.
So younger than you think.
Because he was super young when he started.
Yeah.
52?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. For him. Ladies, ladies still love him.
And that's right. What is it? Ladies love Cool James.
Cool James.
Right, there we go. There we go. This guy, Michael Bluth on Arrested Development. You know him from Horrible Bosses. You also probably also know him more, too, as Marty Bird on Ozark. How old is Jason Bateman?
I have a job for you.
Thought I already had a job.
There's a safe in Bobby Dean's office. I need what's inside.
Oh, wow.
This is a situation where the less you know, the better.
You know, you could say the same thing about him. He started very early. Mm-hmm. Hogan Family is where we first saw him, at least that I first remember. And he also probably looked younger than he is. Ah. 49?
50.
51.
Wow.
Yeah.
These are good ones. Yeah. I find both of those guys.
Well, this one
flankable.
I think you'll also enjoy as well. You know him from Nirvana. You probably know him more, though, from the Foo Fighters. How old is Dave Grohl?
Wow. I think he's probably around that same world as those other guys.
What do you think?
53?
I was thinking 54.
51 as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And finally.
These are good, Kev.
This guy.
Don't ruin it.
This guy has had a huge comeback with Happy Gilmore, but even a bigger comeback with The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
How old is Apollo Creed from Rocky, Mr. Carl Weathers?
You had that eye of the tiger, man, the edge. And now you got to get it back. And the way to get it back is to go back to the beginning. You know what I mean?
Maybe we could win it back together.
Oh, that's a good one. Man, these are great.
Yeah.
Would you love to have a dinner with LL Cool J, Carl Weathers, Justin Bateman, and...
Jason Bateman?
Yeah.
Or Jeff Dean.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Grohl.
And Grohl, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I looked this up when he showed up on Mandalorian. I think he's up. I think he's 74.
72
is
what
72
I
is correct. Nice. Yeah. Those are the celebrity birthdays today. Happy birthday if you're having a birthday today, January 14th. And Lance, how was the final look?
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.